This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Fierce fighting continues to rage across Afghanistan, where officials reported on Tuesday that security forces had reversed some of the recent advances by the Taliban. Taliban insurgents have dramatically expanded their area of control since the foreign troop pullout process formally started on May the 1st, overrunning about 60 districts and inflicting heavy casualties on U.S.-trained Afghan security forces. The insurgent gains have fueled fears that a Taliban return to power is inevitable after all international soldiers leave Afghanistan by a September 11th deadline. Afghan authorities said Tuesday that government security forces evicted the Taliban from several districts in northern and northeastern provinces of Balkh, Baghlan, and Kunduz during overnight fighting, killing dozens of insurgents. A Taliban spokesman rejected those claims as propaganda. It was not possible to seek independent verification of either of the statements. Both sides often issue inflated claims about their battlefield activities. The World Bank announced a partnership with the African Union on Tuesday to finance the acquisition and distribution of COVID-19 vaccine for 400 million people in Africa. The announcement comes a day after African finance ministers and the World Bank Group met to fast-track vaccine acquisition on the continent and avoid a third wave of COVID-19. The project will be a big step toward helping the African Union meet its goal to vaccinate 60% of the continent's population by 2022. The World Bank has already approved operations to support vaccine rollouts in 36 countries. This is VOA News.